Hello, Pickers! So, isang araw lang, di ba? So, bumabawi ako kasi dalawang linggo akong nawala. Pero, I'm releasing this episode to celebrate our 2,000 listeners. Tama ba? 2,000 plays! I'm so happy kasi for like in a span of 11 episodes, ganun kalaki. Or, I'm not sure. I think it's relatively big. Or, it's a relatively huge number for a small podcast like Pick a Struggle to have a listenership like that. Pero, yun nga. So, dahil nga gusto kong i-celebrate yun, I'm recording a special episode for you. So, today's episode is about personality tests at kung mahirap ka bang kabonding. So, ipaparinig namin sa inyo ang mga problema namin at ng iba na baka problema niyo din. Ito ang Pick a Struggle. Solo struggle. Kasi ako lang. So, mahirap ka nga bang kabonding? Paano mo ba masasabi na mahirap kang kabonding? Para sa akin, kapag hindi ka considerate na tao at hindi mo, yun nga, hindi mo kinoconsider yung pakiramdam ng iba, yun siguro mahirap kang kabonding. I remember this one episode that we recorded recently, yung introducing yourself ba? No, yung being reasonably mabait. Sabi ko doon, kapag kulang ka ng empathy, which empathy is rooted from your privilege as well, hindi mo alam kung paano ka makikibagay kasi hindi mo naman alam yung posisyon nila, di ba? Pero sige, based on this test na tinake up ko kanina, yung difficult person test by idrlabs.com, ang sabi, risk taker daw ako, mababa lang yung callousness ko, yung grandiosity ko, average, I guess? Hindi siya average. Mas mababa pa. And then, aggression, medyo meron akong kaunti. And then, suspicion daw. Like, mahilig daw akong mag... Basta mahilig akong magduda. Yun, mahilig akong magduda sa ibang tao. Tapos, sobrang liit lang ng dominance ko, which is weird. And then, kasi feeling ko... yung manipulativeness pala. Kasi feeling ko at times, most especially at work, feeling ko, ang manipulative ko, but not in relationships, and because I don't have any experiences in relationships, mainly. But yun, so these facets came from this test that I took earlier. Pero yun nga, honestly, hindi din ako fan ng test, ng astrology, no offense to other people. Hindi din ako, I mean, kung meron akong isang test na madalas gamitin to reference someone, is MBTI. Kasi feeling ko mas scientific siya compared to like, astrology. I mean, I enjoy reading astrology, pero, ewan ko, like, I just don't like being defined as, uy, Gemini ka, so, maingay ka, ganito, like, two-faced ka, parang, I mean, lahat naman siguro ng tao, di ba? Like, meron silang iba't ibang face na pinapakita sa iba. So, anyway, ayoko na i-defend yung sarili ko. Ang sabi, you are an easy person to get along with daw. 40% lang daw yung difficulty ko as a person na kabonding. So, sige. Tagalugin natin yung mga facets dito, sabi niya. So, meron tayong callousness, grandiosity, aggressiveness, suspicion, manipulativeness, dominance, and risk-taking. So, tagalugin natin at isa-isahin natin i-define. Sabi dito, callousness is characterized by lacking empathy or concern for others. So, yun nga, yung wala kang pakiramdam para sa nararamdaman ng ibang tao at kung ano yung pinagdadaanan nila. I mean, I've been in this situation before na parang di ko alam kung paano ko pakikitunguhan yung sitwasyon or yung mga tao sa paligid ko sa sitwasyon na yun. Kasi hindi ko pa na-experience yun. I guess isang example would be the same example that I gave before na yung mga kaklase ko, hindi sila nag-aaya ng kainan or lunch place nung college kami na mahal kasi lahat kami alam namin na struggle kami bilang estudyante. I mean, ganoon naman normally, 'di ba? Alam niyo naman na kapag estudyante tayo, syempre nagtitipid tayo dahil nga maliit lang baon, ganyan. Kailangan mo i-budget. So ganoon. And even nung nasa trabaho ako, like hindi kami kakain magla-lunch out sa mahal na mamahaling kainan kapag hindi sweldo. Naalala ko, yung unang-unang sweldo blowout ko was sa California Kitchen. Pizza Kitchen? Kitchen Pizza? Pizza? Sa may Greenbelt. Oo, Greenbelt 5. Nalala ko. Shoutout to Avi and Pat. Kasi si Avi yung boss ko. Tapos si Pat naman yung isa pang designer dun sa ano, sa company namin, na kaibigan naman ni Avi. So, sila yung nagdala sa akin doon. Tapos, tuwang-tuwa ako kasi first time kumakain ng masarap na pagkain na hindi galing Jollijeep. So, Jollijeep, dahil taga Makati ako nagtatrabaho. So, familiar. Kung familiar kayo doon, Jollijeeps are like karinderia. Yun. And doon lang ako lagi kumakain. At naalala ko pa, yung lagi kong binibili sa Jollijeep ay yung boiled egg, banana bread, at saging. I know, sobrang combo nun na carb combo nun, di ba? Pero yun, as in nabubusog ako doon. Masaya na ako doon. Siguro, wala pang 50 pesos may pagkain na ako or almusal, ganyan. So yun. So yun, I guess, like, yung callousness, yung pagkakaroon ng empathy, dapat talagang i-practice natin to be less callous, di ba? Para yun, kailangan lang natin makiramdam. We just have to expose ourselves to situations na would help us experience more about life and the lives of other people others as well, diba? So yeah. So next item is grandiosity. Sabi dito, grandiosity can be described as having a grandiose sense of self-importance and the thought that one is better than others. Oh, okay. I think mataas yung grandiosity ko. Balikan natin. Medyo mataas nga. Kasi feeling ko minsan, most especially at work, there are times na I feel like in my craft ha, hindi as a person, mas magaling ako sa ibang tao. Kasi I became a designer. So, for context, graphic designer kasi ako dati. Tapos, I studied UX because of my ex who was very familiar with the industry. Eh, sobrang na-enjoy namin yun together. So, parang, okay, parang worth siyang itry. So, yun, parang, tinry ko siya for a while, tapos, sabi ko, okay, I think this is something that I can do apart from graphic design. And then, eventually, hindi na siya apart. Yun na lang talaga ginawa ko, like, product design. So, yun, now that I'm here, na parang, nandito ako dahil inaral ko lahat ng mga nalaman ko. I mean, lahat naman tayo ginagawa yan. Pero feeling ko, I have this pride na, okay, hindi ako nag-aral sa school ng nitong subject, or nitong ginagawa ko ngayon. So parang, feeling ko, ang galing ko because of that. So, may times na, feeling ko mas magaling ako than other people. So, I guess, yung struggle na to, para maiwasan natin, is, we have to have a sense of self, magkaroon pa ng mas awareness na huwag tayong magyabang about the stuff that, or the things that we are most proud of. Like, minsan, let's have humility about things. Pero huwag naman na ibababa natin yung sarili natin. I guess, yun din yung isang bagay na kailangan kong matutunan at natutunan ko na din. Na parang, ako naman kasi yung tao before na wala akong self-esteem. Wala akong pride, wala akong ego. Hindi ko alam kung may ego. And I honestly don't know how to define ego. Anyway, wala kasi akong self-esteem. So, hindi ko alam kung magaling ba ako or alam mo yun. Or baka I'm just winging things. Diba? So, parang ang tendency, nag-build yung ano, yung anong tawag doon? Anong syndrome yun? Nakalimutan ko. Imposter syndrome, yon. Imposter syndrome, yun yung kabaligtaran ng ano, ng grandiosity, I think. So yun, I guess, wag naman, everything that is too much is bad, diba? So yung too much low self-esteem or parang hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mo is bad. Too much pride in yourself is also bad. So let's keep a good balance naman din. I guess that's what we can do when we solve these things. So yun. Third item, aggressiveness. Aggressiveness is a tendency to behave rudely and in hostility towards others. Oh, okay. I know someone na sobrang aggressive niya na I think this is also connected to callousness eh. Na hindi niya alam kung nakakasakit na siya o hindi. And honestly, hindi ako ganun ka-aggressive in terms of like words. Maybe aggressive ako in like risk taking or like taking risks in decision making rather. But in terms of mapanakit ba ako, ganyan. Ayun, tama, sabi pala dito, aggressiveness may be doubtly hurt. Ano? May be doubly hurtful to others if combined with callousness. So yun nga, kung parang, kung masyado kang mapanakit, or hindi, kung hindi ka marunong makiramdam, at bara-bara ka lang din, I guess, makakasakit ka talaga. So, self-awareness is key talaga to solving the first three items, diba? So, I guess that's aggressiveness for me. Suspicion, sabi naman dito, suspicion is the tendency to harbor a strong and unreasoning distrust of others. Suspicious people often, whatever, question the motives of even those who act loyally and devotedly toward them. Such people are often reluctant to open up to others and may interpret kind-hearted gestures as attempts to deceive them. Ah, okay. Honestly, medyo mahina ang comprehension. Mabagal yung comprehension ko. Nakaka-comprehend ako, pero mabagal. Yun. I think ang sinasabi dito ay yung mapagduda ka, di ba? Mapagduda ba ako? Honestly, oo. Onte. Pero hindi naman... So, yung next item kasi ito is yung manipulativeness. Pero hindi naman dadating sa magmamanipulate ako ng tao because pinagdududahan ko sila. Na parang itatanong ko sila ng questions leading to what I really want to know. I mean, it like that's questioning, di ba? Like, it's valid. Pero, mapagduda ko kasi feeling ko there are a lot of people na experience a lot of bad things in their past. So, parang there's this trauma in them na hindi nila maialis, kaya sila nagdududa. For example, kapag ginagawa ako ng maganda, ngayon ah, nag-thank you lang ako. Pero sa loob-loob ko, pinagdududa ako, talaga pag ginawa niya ako ng maganda, pinahiram ba talaga niya ako ng ganito? Binigyan niya ba ako ng ganito? Nagsabi talaga siya ng ganito sa akin? Or parang, let's say na nasa relationship ka, siguro kung ako'y nandun, nag-I love you ba talaga siya sa akin? Alam mo yung ganun? Parang, nagdududa ako, may ganun akong behavior or habit. Pero, yun nga, iniiwasan ko yon yung struggle na to by, paano ba? Iniisip ko na lang na kung ako yung nandun sa sitwasyon ng tao na yun. So, empathy pa din, di ba? Kung andun ako sa sitwasyon ng tao na yun, ano ba yung mararamdaman ko kung maging suspicious si other person sa akin? So, maybe, kung andun ako, I'll just ask the question. And then, I'd hope na, or parang, whatever the other person says, I'll take it as is. Kasi, I remember myself saying in one of the episodes na, you don't owe anyone anything. But then, for me, naman, on top of that, kung ano naman yung sinabi ng ibang tao, yun na lang yung paniwalaan natin. So for example, if they tell you na they are not emotionally available right now, paniwalaan natin yun kasi eventually, ikaw din yung may hirapan. But, ikaw yun. Kasi, it's your struggle to pick. So yun, it's just me. Pero, that's how I process things. Or like, how I conquer suspicion. So yun. Next item is manipulativeness. Meron tayong tatlo. Manipulativeness is the inclination to exploit others to derive benefits for oneself. Yun. Yung gusto mong ikaw lang yung mag-benefit, diba? Hindi ako manipulative. So, hindi ko alam paano maki-empathize sa mga tao. But, kung ako naman yung minamanipulate, madedetect ko yun kasi, like, I can easily detect bullshit. Pero, I have high tolerance in bullshit. Like, sobra. I'm not gonna expound on that. Pero yun yung experience ko sa manipulativeness. If you have like tips on how you can solve manipulativeness or people who are manipulative, tweet us or DM us. Tapos, i-share natin sa social media ng Pick a Struggle. So yun. So next is dominance. Dominance is the tendency to put on airs of superiority and talk down to others. Oh, hindi ba to similar sa ano? Grandiosity. Hindi ba? I think, oo. Sige, basahin natin. Domineering individuals have a strong desire to be seen as leaders and often react with combativeness when they cannot get what they want. They frustrate others by meddling in their affairs and with their attempts to control the decisions of those around them. I still don't get it. I guess dominance is yung gusto nila sila lagi yung on top of everything. Ayan. Like sila lagi yung leader. Ayan, sabi dito, ayan nga. Sila lagi yung ano, mangunguna dapat. I guess yun nga, feeling ko connected siya sa ano, sa grandiosity. Kasi kapag leader ka, feeling mo, you're the best in your team. You're the best among the rest, diba? So, again, I guess to solve this issue with dominance, we have to be more humiliated. Ano ba? Basta, kailangan natin magkaroon ng ano, humility. Yan. Wala akong masyadong vocabulary, sorry. Pero, kailangan lang natin maging self-aware kapag masyado na tayong mayabang, di ba? So, yun. And, the last item is yung risk-taking. Risk-taking is a propensity to engage in risky behavior for the sake of experiencing thrills. Yes, mataas yung risk-taking ko kasi, like, thrill-seeker ako. As in. I mean, not in, like, paano ba? I like adventures. I guess, nanggaling to sa ano? Yung background dito is galing to sa Pokemon. Kasi, I am a Pokemon fan since I was 3. And naalala ko, isa sa mga katabing chart ng alphabet at numbers ay yung original Pokemon chart na Kanto and Johto. Hindi, parang 151 yun eh. Basta andun pa si Maril. O, di ba? Alam ko. Alam ko yun eh. If I remember correctly. Pero yun, I guess dahil doon, kasi pag nilalaro ako, nararamdaman ko na adventure talaga. Tapos maraming challenges, di ba? Nakakatuwa. So I guess galing yun doon. And also, lahat naman tayo sheltered nung bata. Pero, like, inalagaan tayo ng magulang natin. Like, sinubukan lang alagaan tayo. Pero, syempre, as a kid, sobrang curious ko sa mundo. Pumupunta ako kung saan-saan. Like, umaabot ako ng from one barangay to another, and then to another. May isang beses pa, dala ko yung aso ko sa isang lumang bag na yung dihilang bag. Tapos may basket dun sa harapan. Tapos, nilagay ko siya dun. Tapos yun, umikot kami ng ilang barangays. May dala akong tubig para sa kanya. I think I was, around that time, I was grade 5. So, 11 years old ako nun. Tapos yun, pagdating ko sa bahay, siguro nagsimula kami ng 7 p.m. Hindi, 4 p.m. Nakauwi ako ng 9 p.m. At syempre, napagalitan ako. Umiyak-iyak pa ako. Ayoko na, ma. Hindi ko nga gusto to. Ganun-ganun. So, parang, wala. Yung aso ko, pagod. Kinilit-kilit ko lang talaga siya. Pero sobrang mahal ko yung aso na yun. Like, si Snoopy. And Snoopy yung name niya. Black and white na Shih Tzu Maltese breed yung ano, aso na yun. Tapos, 13 years old siya. Tapos naalala ko, namatay siya nung nasa office ako. 2018. 13 years old na siya. Namatay siya dahil, because of old age. Sobrang iyak ko talaga. Yun. Grabe. Yun yung first experience ko ng pagmamahal. Dun sa aso na yun. Kasi, hala, pag naalala ko, iniiyak ako. Pero yun, as in, sobrang genuine yung naramdaman ko ng pagmamahal sa kanya. Pero, that's for, like, another episode. Because we're talking about risk-taking. Yun. So, yeah, I think I am a risk-taker. Even in jobs. I mean, hindi naman ako job hopper. Pero, I have a very high curiosity on things talaga. So, and also, this is habit that I have na I never judge something na hindi ko pa nasusubukan. So, yun. I don't think it's a bad thing naman. Pero I guess, magkaiba kasi ang risk-taking at recklessness eh. Diba? So, we have to weigh na lang din kung risk-taking ba to at worth the risk ba tong gawin? Or reckless lang ba tayo at bara-bara lang tayo mag-desisyon? So, yun. So, yun. Yun yung 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 na facets ng difficult person test by IDR Labs. But, I just want to share na I'm not a firm believer of, yun nga, like what I've said earlier, I'm not a firm believer of personality tests and even astrology or even the MBTI. Although, honestly, fan ako ng MBTI. Kasi ginagamit ko siya even on dating apps, diba? Lalagay ko ENFP, Gemini. I mean, in Gemini, minor detail. Mas gusto ko yung ENFP. Ako. But yun nga, I recently learned with my psychiatrist na parang, it's okay to take these tests. Basta don't define yourself based on these things. Kasi, it's nice to have a hold on something eh. Pero, don't let that thing define you as a person. Yun. So, mahirap ba ako ka-bonding? Hindi ko alam. Kasi, I guess, honestly, may isang person akong tinanong recently na pa, kaibigan ko, I think. Ayan, tinanong ko siya kung mahirap ka bang ka-bonding. Sabi niya, hindi. But I answered, I think that's based on the people around you and if you're comfortable with them. So, you can never tell kung mahirap kang ka-bonding, di ba? So, yun. I guess that's it for our quick solo pick a struggle episode. Thank you very much for listening and congratulations to 2,000 listeners ng episode ng 11 episodes, di ba? Ang saya-saya. Ang sarap ng pakiramdam ko. Thank you very much for supporting the podcast. And I hope that you continue supporting us on the next episodes. And of course, sa nalalapit nating season ender. And, yan, season finale. Right? So yan, thank you very much guys. Bye!